This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live for a change. Oh, such a comedy of errors it has been. Oh, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, here comes the comedy of errors, because we can't play the audio right now, so we're still in the middle of, but the important part is that I can talk. So, Ammunition Depot, if you go to AmmunitionDepot.com, if you see it on the website, that means it's in stock. They have sales going on all the time. They've got 27,000 square feet in which they keep 50 million rounds on hand. Go check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Not so many stories there, but I'm in the chat room, which is also live, but we can't do a video feed either. Not so many stories. I moved, and because I had only ever had an in-home studio in one place, for the first time in, 6 years, everything got picked up and moved. And what was working when I lifted it off and moved it from one location to the other was not working when I landed. So there you have it. But now we've actually done a couple of upgrades and some other things, and we're still quite a work in progress. But we're back, and we're getting ready to go to the NRA meetup. One thing that did happen while I was gone, which I had a talk with Hickok 45 about this and with Tim Harmson from the Military Arms Channel, Google lost $750 million in ad revenue, and they have now demonetized every gun channel out there. And let me rephrase that. They demonetized gun topic videos. There's a lot of reasons for that. Now, like with my channel, which I only have, I'm tickling 2,400 subscribers. So the way my videos get seen is I have to do a lot of tagging. I have to do a lot of describing. I have to do a lot of stuff. And in the tagging, of course, there's going to be words like guns and shooting. And right now, the YouTube algorithm makes that a advertising hostile video, which is really interesting in and of itself. But taking that out of account, it's not that bad. Let me explain what I'm saying. I don't remember when it was, but Rush Limbaugh got out there and he said something bad about some female, and it was one of those things where everybody was like, "Wow, that was really extreme of Rush to say that. Why would he go out there and say something like that?" Well, ad revenue for a lot of radio personalities, for a lot of radio shows, for a lot of radio networks, took a hit because of that perceived notion that all of a sudden people were sinking their ad dollars into bad business ventures. Now, as is the case with everything, everybody discovered that everybody didn't talk about people the way Rush Limbaugh did. And for every advertiser that Rush Limbaugh lost, he had five or six waiting to take their place, so it wasn't a big deal to him. Hickok 45 is not, he's not panicking. He's at 2.5 million subscribers, and he's not panicking. He's still posting video. Tim Harmson at Military Arms Channel, I think he's tickling 600,000 subscribers. He's not panicking either. They're going to still keep on putting up video. The business model will change. AdSense will come back. But this is not an attack on gun rights or gun channels per se. There are a lot of channels out there like the Philly D Show, which is nothing but it's purely political commentary. It is nothing controversial. Now, he does use some colorful language, old Philly D, but it's part comedy. It's 100% entertainment. It has some news value, but he's talking about stuff that matters to the millennials. He did take up some stuff like this thing with the United Airlines. Okay? He did take up some stuff with that. But that all that notwithstanding, it's bad, but it was inevitable. It was inevitable. And there is more than one way to skin a cat, believe me. Getting out there and reviewing a gun or reviewing a piece of gear that gets 100,000 views, 80,000 views, a million views, whatever it gets, that has value. And that video stays out there in perpetuity unless the creator takes it down. This is where Google, like anybody else, they lost money. So they have done this knee-jerk reaction, and there's a lot of people wondering if it's ever going to come back and be what it was before. But I have put up videos that are about backpacks and about cameras and about shooting fight scenes, and they're still monetized. They're still monetized. I'm going to continue to put up video on YouTube. I put up 3 videos this week after waiting a month to put anything up because of this move and everything. I decided when I couldn't get the studio going the way it should have gone in the beginning that I would just start shooting video, which I have done. Go to my YouTube channel. For those of you that want to go check it out, please do Lock and Load Radio 1 on YouTube. I'm not going anywhere with that. I just got a new camera, and I'm going to be going to the NRA show, and I've got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to film and a whole bunch of things we're going to do, and we're going to have some fun with this, but I'm not concerned with Google pulling the monetization on YouTube. YouTube was never... I don't know where it began, where they started doing things like paying the creators or something, but I suspect in the beginning it was just supposed to be an aggregator, and it took off. You know, Vimeo, which is a YouTube aggregator, never really took off, and right now Facebook is stepping up, and they're trying to do things. But at the same time, Facebook gets out there and tries to censor you as well. They try to censor you as well. So, okay, that's fine. Video is here to stay. If YouTube does not bring back the monetization, it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be somebody that rises up and says, hey, I'll take this. I'll fill this space. But there will be somebody. There will be somebody. I mean, Tim Harmsen has Full 30. Which is a gun-centric video network. And there'll be a lot of guys that will figure out, you know, there's going to become a cheap way to build a video player that you can, there'll be somebody that puts one up to where you can just upload it and then embed it in your website, and your website will become the place where you're showing your video. Something will change. This is not permanent, what's happened with YouTube, and for the creators that are out there, I've seen a lot of them, and I did it too. I finally put up a Patreon page, except I haven't quite figured out exactly how I'm going to make that work, because in order to put video on Patreon, you have to put it on YouTube, and then I think you have to make it private for X amount of time, let Patreon be up there, then charge your people that are not used to paying for this. You're counting on their good intentions to pay the way. So I don't know what I'm going to do with Patreon. Video is still going to continue, and the show finally is back. Thank goodness. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney. He just got reelected to the NRA Board of Directors, thanks to you. And now that I've become sort of a cousin to him, we're going to be joined by Steve Fisher of Sentinel Concepts in the third hour. And when we get back, more of the rant. No doubt about it. Very happy to be back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're still working it out, but that's okay. We're going to work it out. We'll just keep at it. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, Ammunition Depot is a place where when you go there, everything that you're going to see online, that means it's in stock. They'll tell you how many boxes they've got. They'll tell you how many cases they've got. And they'll give you the best price that is out there. That's where I buy my 10mm ammo because the cellular and ballot is very good stuff. And they always have it in stock with the best price. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. One of the new memes that I hear out there that reminds me the most of gun control is white privilege. Now, there's a lot out there that reminds me of gun control. Gun control, for everything that these people are dealing with now, in the era of Trump, we've been dealing with this for a long time on the Second Amendment side of it. We have to deal with terms and made up things and all kinds of other stuff in order to make you believe. You know, they're trying to gin up this emotional response from you. So this term white privilege is thrown around a lot these days. And I see people telling other people to check your white privilege. How exactly is that supposed to work? Am I supposed to walk away from being a Caucasian? Am I supposed to believe that for some reason, you know, simply due to birth, that makes me bad because I'm a Caucasian? Let me give you an idea of white privilege, actual life stories. My father didn't finish high school, and he got a job, the first and only job he ever had, for one company. He only ever worked for one company his entire career, with a grocery chain in the Southeast called Winn-Dixie as a bag boy. And from there, he rose. And nobody gave him any hands up because he was Caucasian. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't until he reached becoming a store manager, when he didn't need to do it, that he finally went back and got his GED. But very much a self-made man. And, you know, one of those guys that he has an investment banker's mind. Not the credential, of course. But he does practice it, and he has done very, very well for himself. And nobody gave him nothing. He didn't go to college. He didn't go to Wharton. He didn't go to, he didn't even finish his high school. There are a lot of people that, you know, came over here to this country that are Caucasian, European, and their families have toiled for years and years and decades until finally this generation gets to buy something like a house. But white privilege is a racist term. Pure and simple. A lot of these people that are calling things like white privilege also want, they're pushing for a $15 minimum wage. And they don't seem to care that over 30% of the minorities in many cities are unemployed. And the higher that you raise that wage, the fewer opportunities those people are going to have. You know, in these inner cities where education has taken a back seat and parenting has taken a back seat, and still there, you know, a lot of these denizens of these areas call out for white privilege at the same time as they push for all of this other stuff. They're just taking away economic opportunity and making the gang warfare heavier. We exist in a place where the federal government spent $20 trillion in the war on poverty, on the Great Society programs, and the only thing it has succeeded in doing is breaking up families and making more people dependent and making future generations broke. Nothing in this world is free. And when you get free stuff for free, it's not as rewarding as earning it. We should be celebrating successful people. And there are successful people in these United States. All colors, all walks of life, all creeds, all religions, both genders. Some of the ones that they claim in New York City as well. And everybody that is successful, for the most part, has worked very, very hard to get there. Now, you should maybe take it. Everybody should take, if you want to look at a privileged class, look at the political class. Many work hard to get there, but then once they get there, they treat themselves like royalty. And they're, you know, they have a salary that's all paid by taxpayers. And it puts them in the top 5% of earners in the United States. They get Cadillac pensions, Cadillac health insurance benefits for life. Frequently, they travel on our dime. They work very few days per year and exempt themselves from the laws that they require others to follow. They pass campaign finance laws in violation of the First Amendment to protect their power. And D.C. politicians are white, and they are black, and they are Hispanic and Asian, and there's a fake Indian there named Elizabeth Warren, and you've got a socialist there with three houses named Sanders, and they all treat themselves and each other like royalty. White privilege, though, is a racist term. It's a term that should be thrown in the garbage once and for all. And, you know, these are the same people that would tell you that we own weapons of war and that we own, that we're mad dog killers and that, you know, the proliferation of guns leads to crime as if man has nothing to do with it. They blame the inanimate object. And it's and this is the thing. This is a common thing about these people. They blame everything except themselves, don't they? All of this gang violence that we see that is an uptick right now in the urban areas, that is the culmination of all of this democratic policy. Not because of guns. Not because of guns. Because of a lack of economic opportunity, a lack of parenting, a lack of education, a lack of hope. These people that are doing all this killing, these are children that have no other place to go. And while everybody's out there blaming everything else on everybody else, they should take a look at what they have wrought and go ahead and accept that. And while they're at it, take that term white privilege and just sort of wipe that out, redact that, because I'm getting tired of hearing that. I can't walk away from it. And if you think I can, you're crazy. When we get back, we're going to talk about United Airlines. Because this is the way they see the consumers in the United States today. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
It's been being said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One thing I can tell, I'm going to have to, I sound sort of echoey in here, don't I? Who's with me tonight? Is it Daniel? Daniel, you with me tonight? I just feel it. Andy, I sound sort of echoey, don't I? I need to dampen it, don't I? Or is it just me? Okay. Good enough for me. That means I don't have to spend any more money, and good God, I have this week. Anyway, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, Ammunition Depot is a facility with 27,000 square feet. They maintain an inventory of 50 million rounds. On all occasions, except when there's some panic buying, of course. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock. And that means you can order it and save you some money. It's not just ammunition. They sell a lot of gun accessories as well. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Is it any wonder? And listen, I'm not... I'm not going to advocate. Well, you know, maybe, I don't know. I've often wondered why we have to be disarmed. We can walk around on the street, in a car, on a bus, sometimes on, I haven't traveled by train in a long time, so I don't know if you're allowed to be armed on trains. I don't know, but, on an airplane, of course, you have to check your gun, and you have to declare your gun, and it has to be packed away in the baggage hold. So is it any wonder that they think that they can snatch anybody out of a seat and drag him off of a plane? Now, we're going to deconstruct this to a degree, but let's just talk about a couple of things with this. I know this guy, Dr. David Dow. He's sort of a doctor in the same vein as Dr. Detroit to me in a way. I've heard his rap sheet. That doesn't mean that knocking his teeth out and, you know, doing some things to him like that is what you do. When did it become the rule of thumb to oversell anything in the United States to make sure it was taken care of? And then once you've taken somebody's money, to forcefully eject them, take it back, whatever it is. That's the business model. We're going to book this plane with so many people. And then, you know, when our employees need a ride, well, we'll just kick those people off that paid for this ticket. Now, there's a lot of people that say, well, you know, you can be compensated up to $1,350. For people at certain levels of the economic strata, $1,350 pales in comparison to their need to fly to a location. So, I don't know what they offered this guy. I know they offered him something. Most everybody with a conscience is offended and horrified at what occurred to him. But this was a big, bad PR move on their part. And this is going to go down in history as one of the biggest PR mess ups ever. Munoz. Yeah, he's the CEO of United. He sent out an email, and originally they suggested that he fell over and hurt his head while they were helping him off the plane. Of course, then the video came out. Then we had the CEO say that he had to reaccommodate passengers on an overbooked flight. The flight was not overbooked. To finally having to apologize. But only after they lost $1.5 billion in stock valuations the next day after this little video came out. So now United has become a punchline about how badly airline passengers are treated by both the airports and by the carriers themselves. And, I don't use them. I haven't used an airport probably since 1987. That's how long it's been since I've flown. Simply because I got tired of, being the client and then being basically, incarcerated. Being told what to do, where to do it, and how not to do this and how to do that. It's horrid. And there are many reasons that air travel has become such a mess, and everything from the FAA to the TSA to other problems. But there's an even bigger threat to our freedom here, and that is the fact that at an airport, O'Hare law enforcement seems to have acted at the behest of United Airlines to make up for the stupidity of the employees and the station managers of United. So they made a phone call because this one guy they singled out would not get out of his seat, and they moved on him. The O'Hare police were literally acting as an enforcer for a corrupt or inept company, and they wanted to cover up its mistake of improper scheduling. And that's a good point. Iowa in the chat room says, what if this Dr. David Dow had been like a Conan or Conor McGregor, the MMA fighter? Where they would have snatched him up, and then all of a sudden he would have hurt five or six or seven of them, because that's what he does for a living, is beat people up. What about that? So instead of spending a couple of $1,000 transporting the employees on another carrier, United's station manager called in their paid Gestapo to do their dirty work. They could have said to the passengers that this plane cannot take off until the doctor has left, and then sat on the runway until either Dr. Dow relented or until someone else relented. Or they could have done the smart thing and not loaded anyone until they had four passengers who gave up their flight for the United employees. But no, instead of doing that, they decided to corrupt local law enforcement, whose authority we should try to respect, into doing their dirty work, and covered up their own ineptitude, except it did come out. And one of the great things about the American experiment is that our court system and law enforcement responders has always been neutral whenever they go to a crime scene or to handle a domestic violence scene. And they might make a mistake, but at least they are trying to be fair whenever they respond to any situation. But not here. Not this time. At O'Hare Airport, law enforcement works for the airlines who have mistreated their passengers, and in this case, law enforcement and airport security physically abused United's passenger to make up for United's mistake. This is not the first time they tried something like this. Just last year, they tried to remove a first-class passenger from a flight to make way for a higher priority passenger. When the passenger protested, United employees threatened to call the airport police and put the man in handcuffs. Do you know how much it costs to fly first class? I mean, this is a major expenditure. And they had to threaten him with arrest and jail because they wanted to give the seat to a higher priority passenger. A bigger name. So, it is quite evident that they feel as though they can have its passengers arrested if they can't make up for their own ineptitude. And federal law backs up United on this one. If a passenger does not obey any flight attendant, that passenger has committed a federal crime. So all United or any other air carrier need to do when they make a mistake is to remove the passenger or threaten them with being arrested. Most people will get off the plane rather than being arrested. This doctor decided not to be bullied. Of course, he's sort of a desperado. For the record, the passenger who was fraudulently bumped from their first class suggested to United's senior management that they refund his ticket and donate $25,000 to a charity of his choice. Instead, they offered the first class passenger $500 credit and let him walk away. And nothing went to charity. Be a smart shopper. We're going to continue pulling apart United Airlines when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years,
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
La-la. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Make believe that you know that really good spot that I recorded. It's not playing right now, so you just get me. So, Ammunition Depot, 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds on hand all the time. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock. It's not just ammo, it's accessories. And one of the best selections of semi-automatic magazines you've ever seen in your life. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Now, the reason I want to continue on with this United Airlines thing is I see this as sort of a bellwether for the entire air travel industry. And I think this is good. And I hope that a lot of other businesses will look at this and say, we don't want to do this. Because right now what they have is a big toxic public relations dumpster fire. And the longer it burns, the worse it gets. They refer to moving employees around as deadheading, which is essentially free travel for these people. I mean, they get transported someplace and they don't have a working flight to take back. Then they have to get back to wherever they're from so they can, you know, set up for the next time. So they decided to drag a passenger off, kicking and screaming as the rent-a-cops bloodied his face and knocked his teeth out. First, the executives of United dug in their heels and said the problem was the passenger, not their policies. And then their stock tanked. And then they finally apologized to the passenger. Then they apologized again, except this time it was too late. The damage was done. I've seen this before in the gun industry. I saw this with Recoil Magazine. Does anybody remember the Recoil Magazine debacle where they got out there and Jerry Tsai, who was the editor at the time, he was reviewing a gun by H&K, I think it was called the MP7, and he said this was a gun that was never meant for the civilian market, and so it should be because of the nature of the way there's something, you know, I'm paraphrasing. Every gun that is out there up to this point has made it in some form or fashion to the civilian market. For Jerry Tsai, who was a California gun guy, well, that was just business as usual, because in California they have a list of guns you can buy. But the public relations nightmare began for them, and then Jerry Tsai's boss got out there and got on Facebook and said, well, hey, It's no big deal. It's not like we're losing advertising over this. And then they started losing advertising over this. Jerry Tsai was fired. The Yahoo, who I don't even know his name, he was fired and everything. It took them months, and finally they got Ian Harrison, and he has finally got Recoil back together. But it's, you know, I'm sure they sit back on I've seen this kind of happen before. But when you get out there and you get to believe that you have become omnipotent and that you can do anything you want whenever you want to do it, well, then you start taking liberties with people that are paying your wages, you know. The passenger, Dr. David Dow, is in the hospital recovering from his wounds, and he is lawyering up. And the company's market cap has skidded by $1.5 billion, which, that's a lot of flights. The Asian routes, which I haven't heard too many people talk about, those are coveted. And now they're in big trouble because the Chinese and the Vietnamese, everybody has social media of their own, and their sites have lit up with charges of racism and vows to never fly this airline again. Congress is vowing to investigate this, as well they should. There is nothing on this planet that should hedge upon an employee telling you to do something and then you're breaking federal law. Nothing against flight attendants. I'm sure it's a very challenging job. You've got to have a bunch of plates spinning in the air at one time. You are not, however. You should not be the harbinger of whether I'm incarcerated or not, just because I might not agree with you. Now we've got this social media that was, you know, is transmitting the hysterical incident on tape, and it is rocketed around the world millions of times over as the company stumbled around with the different responses. So here we have the pig-headed, stupid corporate behavior in a consumer industry such as an airline. How did it get here? How did this inflexibility of this, and it's mind-boggling to consider it. Do you ever see somebody like Starbucks doing that? I mean, I would sort of expect it, but I've never seen that. How about Michael's, the crafts place? I never see that there. I have to take my wife there a lot. Amazon doesn't do that. And they, who's ever met somebody that worked at Amazon? I know of a couple, but I mean, it's not like when you, I see more people that work for BMW than I see anybody else in this town. But airlines and airports, they are full of these indignities. You've got massive overcharges for baggage. You've got gate closings all over the place that are capricious. You've got paid carby snacks of paltry selection, insufficient overhead bin space with weak enforcement for violators, inadequate accommodation for bump passengers, lost and delayed luggage, stolen luggage, lousy compensation for stolen or lost luggage, no accommodation for bawling babies, or the spillover customers from adjacent seats. And this is all before you run into the tender hands of the TSA or the high airport parking costs. What's behind this? The airlines themselves. But it looks as though the worker inflexibility may be the work of outdated unions at odds with the modern world as well. Working two-letter, putting the customer last. The other part of its flip side, an out-of-touch corporate elite that finds that situation just fine, given the inability to press for better conditions. So, working together, they really couldn't empathize as a company with a doctor passenger who said he needed to be in a hospital to see patients and couldn't be bumped. He was just a computer-generated random number, and they were determined to throw him off anyway. And it doesn't appear that they were even bothering with the technical details anymore. Whether honoring their three-year-old pledge of assigning seats or giving passengers their Bill of Rights, as the law requires, they were just sending in the goons. And this is an indicator of the corporate culture, which is pretty bad, but regulation adds more layers of horribleness, just as it does to much detested Obamacare. So, one instance of how overbooking is handled, overbooking by regulation can be compensated only with $1,350 if the passenger is bumped. And it's not worth, for some people, this is not worth the cost of the missed flight. If they really do run into overbooking issues, maybe they should offer up $100,000 for the lost seat. And then they would have all kinds of people beating each other up to take that one and solve the airline's overbooking problem that they solve them, you know, they cause themselves, much better than the forcible computer-generated bumping with nightsticks. And $100,000 for this seat would have been a lot cheaper than this $1.5 billion market cap they've lost. And they're going to lose business. All kinds of people. Casey Neistat, of all people, is talking about never flying with them again. So Dr. David Dow is going to make bank. He's going to be able to buy himself some new teeth and some other things, and he's never going to have to work again. And United Airlines and Oscar Munoz, he may be out of a job pretty soon because, he has failed. This is an abject failure of his fiduciary responsibility, which is to make money for United. He lost $1.5 billion. Why is this so resonant? Why is it so out there right now? Because it seems that the awfulness of air travel has reached a critical mass, and the public is responding much the way they did in this election. And that's because so many passengers have had such lousy experiences, and they can't make it much better by patronizing another airline because it's just going somewhere else for the same thing. So maybe something good will come of this. Maybe the airline industry will look around, and instead of you being a number, you'll be a passenger. You'll be a human, not just somebody taking up space on their bus that leaves the ground, that expands and pressurizes and does things. Maybe they will begin to value the business which they seem to take for granted. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.